Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, y'all. Welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. It's your girl, Gigi, aka Jen. And yes, y'all, I know I have been away for 2 months. Yes, my last episode upload date was July 4th. I know. And today is September 5th. So there's that. Y'all, we have a lot to catch up on. So I feel like I should just start by why I haven't been posting. Okay. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I've been tired. Like, I'm so tired, like drained to the point where as soon as I get home, I just get in the bed. Like, that's it. That's all I want to do is sleep. And if you know me, you know I have trouble sleeping as it is. One, it's hard for me to go to bed. And two, it's hard for me to stay asleep. So now, like, I've been going to sleep. And I might wake up occasionally. I might wake up once, maybe twice. But no matter how long I sleep, I'm still tired. And so, I finished school. Yay. Done with clinicals and everything. And that's another reason why. Like, I just had no time. And when I did have the time, I was just too tired to do anything. Because, you know, you're pushing, like, 40 hours a week, right? For your job. Then, on top of that, I'm doing clinicals. So, like, that's it. I was just so tired, y'all. I promise you. Like, there's days where I was like, I'm going to record. And then, like, when I get to do the setup, you know, to record or whatever, or like just get in that space to record, I'd rather sleep. Like, that's it. Like, I've been trying to get as much sleep as possible. And I mean, I even started some episode, I just started them, but I just couldn't finish them. Like, I haven't been in the mood. And like, when I was like, okay, I have to make one because it's been so long, or I was like, well, I'll do it today, you know, because I had energy. I still had like a million things I needed to catch up on. So obviously that's a priority before this, you know, because this is not my livelihood. You know, if it ever became that, then cool. But, you know, like right now, this is just like a little thing that I do. So it was like, it was just hard to find time to, between work and clinicals. And this is just hard. I just recently started going back out. So, I mean, like, my schedule has been like all over the place. And plus, like I said, I've just been extremely tired. And y'all, and if y'all know me, you know a bitch is a hypochondriac. So anytime I just be feeling off or anything, like, I just think I'm, like, dying. So for the longest, I was thinking I was fucking pregnant, y'all. Like, I'm not, let y'all know, I'm not. Thank the Lord. But, like, y'all, I was, like, sick as fuck. Like, I couldn't keep food down. Like, I was just throwing up. Like, I could just be standing there and all of a sudden I was puking. So I don't know. And let me tell you, I don't know what the fuck is going on in my city, but, like, nobody can, like, I can't get an appointment any fucking where. Like, I tried to call my doctor. They were talking about they couldn't see me until January. Bitch, I'll be dead by then if it was something, like, serious. And then I even tried to give my OBGYN. Let me talk about that real quick, because that shit was pissing me off. So I call them. First of all, these bitches don't fucking answer. And they don't return calls. So as y'all know, I'm on depo, right? And that shot is every 3 months. Well, my little office I go to. So, like, it used to be kind of like a little small, like, one doctor and, like, nurse practitioners, all that stuff. And then he retired. So then he sold it to, like, this company who has a couple, like, spots in the area. Well, once I took over, they were just, like, on some shit. Like, literally, I could just, like, go get my depo and I could just go and they would just give me my shot. With these folks, they're like, oh, no, you need to call and make an appointment. Literally, the shot is, like, it doesn't take any time. You could do it in between people, but it's whatever. So I try to do that. First of all, they don't answer the phone. They don't return your call. Then these stupid-ass folks. So usually when you go get, well, when I go get my yearly, they give me
a year supply of my depot, so I can just come every 3 months, so they don't have to keep talking to the pharmacy every time it's time for my depot. Well, these fucking folks literally would just do it like one at a time instead of doing the fucking shit. So the last time I got my depot before this round, it took them 2 weeks, I swear, for them to fill my fucking depot refill. And then I still had to make an appointment, and then I still couldn't get it until a week after that. So I was damn near a month late on that. So there's that. So yes, I did try to find another OBGYN in between that time, but all these people were talking about, they could not get me in until October. My depot was due in August. Okay, so me being smart person I am, midway through July, I was like, since my depot, I think it was due like August 5th or something like that, I was like, let me go ahead and have it, because I'm like, you just stick in the fridge, it's not going to go bad. They still have not filled that prescription. I'll tell you how I got my depot. But since fucking July, it is now September. These people have not called Walmart back. That's my pharmacy. So Walmart has called them and faxed them multiple times for this refill. They have not responded to these fucking folks. I have left voicemails. Because I needed to make my yearly appointment. And I was trying to do it all at once. So I was trying to just get my depot shot the same day I do my yearly, because I do not want to go all the way the fuck back, because from my house to my site is like 20 minutes. So I was thinking maybe I could just switch to the other one. Them folks, none of their fucking clinics or whatever you want to call it, none of their offices will fucking respond, but they're still in fucking business. So I don't know. It's what the fuck ever. So anyway, like I said, I was sick as fuck and I kept throwing up, and I took a couple pregnancy tests at home and they were negative, but I was like, I keep fucking throwing up. So what I wound up doing was getting an appointment at the health department. And then like when I called, it still took me a week to get that appointment. That was the earliest they can get me, which is fine. At least they could get me in. But they said like, I'm not pregnant or anything. Everything is fine. And I'm not sick anymore, so I don't know what the fuck it was. And yes, I got my depot the same day I went. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know. Like, I was in pain and all kind of shit. And now, like, it's not hurting. I don't know what it was. It's the weirdest fucking thing. Whatever it was, I will never know, because I can't get in, like, anywhere. So, it's whatever. Then my friend, she thinks she's pregnant. So after that, I was like, wow, bitch, I'm throwing up because you, like, being funny. But, like, I really think it is because my best friend gave me her symptoms. But, yeah, so I feel like I called you as OBGYN and I told you, like, I'm having this fucking pain, like, on, like, the right side of my stomach. Like, you need to, like, check that out, but you didn't call me back. So, like I was saying, I can't get appointments with anyone. Anytime soon. I think like the earliest I get was like October, so like I said, I couldn't do that. I'm gonna call some more people and see if they can get me, because my next round is in November, so hopefully they have fucking openings. I know I called some places, they're not open until fucking January, so I'm like, what the fuck. So whatever. So as of now, I've been feeling okay. I haven't been nauseous, I haven't thrown up. I haven't had like any headaches. Like, I probably had like maybe one or two since I've been to the health department, but other than that, like, it's like all the symptoms have gone away. I don't fucking know. So yeah, that's another reason why. But the only thing is, I'm still just fucking tired as hell. Y'all. Okay, here's another thing. So I went to the eye doctor. If you know me, you know I can't see worth a fucking damn. I'm surprised I'm not legally blind, but I'm not. Let me tell you, last year when I went to go get my eyes checked, you know, you do like the little letters and you read them. Okay, so there's a line that's like the driver's line. I could not see them, bitches. Like, I could see them, but I couldn't tell you what they fucking were. Okay. So, yes, y'all. And mind you, I've been wearing glasses and contacts for years, but like, I just haven't been in forever. And not last year, but the year before. So, yeah. Like, I went out for my birthday, and I swear this is like the last time I had my glasses. Like, y'all. I didn't wear them that night. Like, I remember my sister came pick me up, and for some reason, I swear, I put my glasses, like, this is the thing, okay, so, I don't know why my glasses were, like, in my mom's car. I don't remember if I drove it. I don't remember. I could have sworn I put glasses on. Like, in my mind, I put glasses on. And my sister came and got me. And then, like, my mom had to, like, drive my friend's car. Anyway, we got really fucking drunk. So, I remember going to my friend's house, waiting on my mom because she had to drop off somebody else. And, like, I remember going to, like, the dead end. Like, they just had, like, woods. And I went to go pee. And I remember falling. And I don't know if, like, my glasses fell there. And I lost them. Did I actually put glasses on? I don't fucking remember, but I swear I did. But anyway, so I was riding around with no fucking glasses, like, y'all could not fucking see. It was, look, I was driving off a pure fucking memory at night. Like, during the day, I'm fine, but at night, like, bitch, like, if I know where I'm going, like, if I didn't drove that road before, I'm cool, but, if I don't, I'm struggling. So anyway, so go back to last year, the guy was like, like, yeah, your eyes are bad, like, that's the driver's line. I was like, well, damn. So anyway, like, I had my glasses and my contacts. Well, y'all, I went last week, and look, this is what he told me, and I'm still kind of confused. He said that my eyesight is getting better, because he told me, he was like, if you wear your glasses and stuff, your eyesight's gonna improve. Okay, so for me, I am nearsighted, and I had an astigmatism in my right eye. Now apparently I have astigmatism in my left eye, and now it's, like, on the same level as the right eye. Okay. So I'm like, my eyes are getting worse. But he said they're getting better, but the numbers are getting worse. The fuck does that mean? Like, how is my eyesight getting better, but the numbers getting worse? Whatever. I guess I can just see better. Whatever. But I did. I could see that driver's line perfectly without my glasses. Because, you know, when you do your eye thing, you got to take your glasses off. And I saw them bitches, like, clear as day, like, for real. Which is weird, but hey. Whatever. I'm happy with it. And I talked to him about LASIK, but I can't get LASIK right now because apparently my eyesight is not stable. Which, I mean, makes sense because since it's, like, improving, but the numbers were, I don't know. Anyway, he said that hopefully by next year, if everything is stable, that I can have LASIK, and then cool. I was like, that's fine. So, there's that update. Y'all, we have so much to talk about. Hold on. Let me take a little water break and I'm gonna be back. Okay, I'm back. Y'all, okay. Now, let's see. Oh, I got two new cats, y'all. Two new cats. Yes. Okay, so, call me the crazy cat lady, because now I have a total of five. Once you have four or more, you're a crazy cat lady. Their names are Rico and Miko. And the funny thing is, Rico's birthday is a day after Rivers. And Miko shares a birthday with Oscar. So, I have four birthdays in 1 month. So, it's going to be a lot of toys, you know. But I love them. They're so cute. Rico is black. He's all the black kitty cat. Y'all know I love black cats. And Miko has the cutest marking. He's black, and he has white paws, a white strip down his nose, and then, like, he had, like, random white hairs on his back. It's so cute. They're so, so sweet, but they're bad as fuck, and I love them. And all the cats are getting along well. Of course, I still obviously have River, Oscar, and Dexter. And my sister's cat, Cookie, she took her to school for 2 weeks, and Cookie was so lonely. All she did was cry. So she brought her back home to be with her cousins. So there's that. So technically, there's six cats in the house. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But I love my boys. They're so sweet. So there's that. Let's talk about my little plant-based diet, because, you know, I was supposed to give y'all, like, a little update, like, 2 months ago. So, let's see. When I did my month of whatever. I don't know. Did I give y'all the update? I can't. No. I didn't. Okay. So, look, y'all. I lost 25 pounds initially from that. Which, you know, is great. I loved it. The diet was a lot easier this time around. Just because, like I said, there's a lot of options for me. Just like going out to eat wise, and even like I did those HelloFresh boxes for 2 weeks just to see. And I did three meals a week just for those 2 weeks just to test it out. And they were nice. So it gave me, you know, I didn't have to actually worry about figuring out what I was going to do for dinner. I just picked one of those and had everything I needed, which is great. I love it. I might try HelloFresh again, maybe just with like regular food, you know, with meat or something. But I liked it. I found great, you know, recipes and stuff on YouTube and online. And like I said, you know, when I tried to do like the vegan thing before, it was like no restaurant options for real, except a few. And some restaurants were just like, here's a veggie plate and that's it. But yeah, like a lot of places, like we have a lot of vegan places here now. It was great. Like there's a lot of vegetarian options and everything at restaurants. So like I could still go out with people, you know, and enjoy it. So yeah, so now I probably should have weighed myself, but I have lost more weight. I haven't been doing the plant-based. Like I still occasionally have meatless days, which is fine. And you know, it's not like I'm trying. Like I said, like my favorite thing is like a Caesar salad. I don't know if I told y'all that, but maybe I did. But if you know me, you know I love a Caesar salad. Like I will take that over anything any day. And so that's usually that, you know, like just a salad or something without meat. But yeah, like I said, since I was sick and everything, I have lost more weight. Because I haven't really been going to the gym because like I've been so like I said, nauseous. So that kind of stopped me from going to the gym for like almost like a month. Like when I tell you I was so sick. Plus I haven't really had time. And then when I tell you I probably went to the gym like 4, maybe 5 times last month, and that forced myself to go. And like since I was so lightheaded and everything, I don't want to pass out. And like I was drinking like a bunch of water, so it wasn't like I was dehydrated. Like I said, I just don't know what the fuck was going on. And so that did slow me down, plus the time and everything. And just being tired, I just didn't feel like going. But with me throwing up everything, I lost weight, which isn't a great way to lose weight. So please don't do that. Don't think that's a great option, but it's true, y'all. Like, I mean, I did. So, you know, whatever. I would say I've probably lost 10 extra pounds just from being sick. So I would say I lost a total of 35 pounds in the last, like, 2 months, which is great. I do want to lose more weight before my birthday. If I don't, it's whatever. But I am going to start going back to the gym since I am starting to feel better, like, you know. What else? I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. Let's see. The dude that I was taking HR. Let's see. So he is no longer there. Let me tell you the fucked up shit. So remember, y'all, like I told you, like they weren't doing shit and like nothing was getting done. Okay. So like I hadn't seen him for like weeks and it was probably like over a month before HR came and said anything. So I'm like, well, maybe they fired him, you know, like, and they just like didn't tell me or anything. You know, I was like, whatever. I haven't seen him. So one day they were like, come in here. We need to talk. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay. And they were like, yeah, he's gone. He quit. So we can't do anything about your case. Well, obviously, but it's the fact that when he was here, you did nothing is what pisses me off. So anyway, I had to go in there and like it. We were down there for like, I swear, an hour because they had to like tell us the whole process about the shit and had to have a witness in there. So when I signed the paper, you know, just bullshit, like whatever. At this point, I'm like, he's not fucking here. Like, it's whatever. Well, anyway, his friend, like, he's starting to speak to me again, but he's just like, it's just like a, hey, how are you? And that's about it. Like, I know when he tried to come and have a conversation with me, and then I was just like, what the fuck? And then my friends were like, why are you here? And so now, so he stopped talking to me for a while. Now he's talking to me again, but, you know, it's whatever. Not even, I'm worried about it. But yeah, so that's what happened with the HR thing. They did nothing, which isn't surprising because every job I worked at, anytime anyone has went to HR, especially for sexual harassment, they do nothing. So yeah, I'm trying to think of what else we need to catch up on, y'all. Like, I feel like so much has happened that, oh, let me tell you, y'all, I went on a date, like, so you know, like I'm just bored, so and I started talking to folks, so I was like, fine, I'll go on this date with this guy.
he was really nice. He's definitely not my type, but he was nice. And he got me flowers, and he's like a real gentleman, you know, like, pull the chair out, the whole thing, you know, whatever, open the doors and all that stuff. He was really sweet. He didn't talk a lot. Now, when I tell you this, you're going to say I'm a liar, but I'm not. I really do not talk a lot. And you're probably like, you're on a podcast. Y'all, this is like the only time I really talk. Like, you can ask my friends. I don't really talk a lot unless I really know you. And then I still don't talk that much. I feel like if I don't have anything to say, there's no point in talking. So I guess that's probably another reason why I didn't really do the podcast. Even though I had some like ideas and stuff, I just didn't feel like doing it. But yeah, so he was just like, oh, yeah, I don't really talk a lot, but I like learning about you, so you can, and I was just like, I don't, so I just felt like I had to keep the conversation, like, we had, like, the nice conversation, like, when, you know, we talked or whatever, and, like, we talked the whole time, but it was, like, mainly me, and then, like, you know, he would chime in and kind of start a conversation every once in a while, but a majority of them was just asking me questions, so, and I found out a little bit about him. He's just not my type, and he's talking about, like, you know, he wants to see me again, but I'm probably not. And then another thing, it was, like, everything went back, related back to his ex, like, I don't, y'all, it was just, like, we were talking, oh, okay, so we were talking about podcast or something, like, okay, listen, in general, everything that I listen to or watch on TV is something, like, scary. It's like ghosts, you know, paranormal, supernatural, or something like true crime, stuff like that, or movie, like, or podcasts that are like movie related, like they talk about, you know, just like the movies, like they break it down or something, explain it. There's a couple, I can't think of them that I listen to right now, but anyway, so, you know, we're talking about stuff like that. So he was telling me, like, because I was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I watch, like, a lot of, like, documentaries and stuff for, like, true crime. I watch stuff about serial killers and stuff like that. And then I don't even know what I said, but he was like, yeah, I'm used to it because my ex, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So, you know, you're not, like, weirded out by, like, you know, me watching people get slashed all the time or something. And talking about people getting gutted. Okay, and but it's just, like, everything, I swear, was just, like, yeah, my ex-girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. I'm, like, I don't give a fuck, like, okay, go back to her, since you want to talk about her so much, like, I don't fucking care. Y'all, I don't know, and then we were talking about this podcast, and then he asked me some podcast, something about in a fucking cavern here. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about, like, it sounded interesting, and then after he was like, yeah, my girlfriend did it then, or his ex-girlfriend did it then, I was like, I don't even fucking care anymore, because, like, whatever, like, I don't know, you, like, I wasn't talking about you-know-who, y'all, like, so I was like, why are you bringing the, whatever, but I do remember his birthday, he told me, and I was like, I don't even care, so why am I remembering, but I'm just good at, like, dates like that, but yeah, like, it, like, we went to this really nice restaurant, and the food was really good, I got a chicken Caesar salad because, like I said, my favorite thing to eat. And y'all, he doesn't drink. And that's not really a deal breaker, but it was just like, he doesn't care that I drink. You know, he was like, I'll buy you some wine. Like, you know, while we were waiting, he's like, do you want to go to the bar and get a glass of wine? I'm like, no, it's fine since you don't drink, you know. And I really don't like drinking by myself in public. Like, I would rather someone have a drink with me. Now, if I'm at home, I'll drink wine. I'll drink my whiskey, whatever. But if y'all drink, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. Unless you're an alcoholic, then you don't give a fuck. But, you know, the people who are social drinkers. Yeah, that's... So, yeah, it's like, I was like, nah, I'm not going to drink unless you're drinking. But, yeah. It's just, I don't know. And we didn't really have anything in common. I don't know. And it's not like I was comparing them to you know who, or like that I was missing him or nothing. It was just, we had nothing in common and that's it. So I'm just going to move on, you know, my dating is fun or whatever. Obviously I went on other dates, but that one I really won't tell you because I feel like that was like an actual, like,
like someone actually looking to be in a relationship, not like I'm gonna take you out to eat so I can fuck you type thing. Because at the end of the day, I don't be going home with these people. I just be like, yeah, I'm gonna go eat and then I leave. But that one I actually did try to have like a real, a real like actual date. But yes, y'all, I still have those flowers. Like they've lived for like a whole week. They're doing really good. It was a week. I went last Monday, so yeah. I'm really thinking about cutting them and propagating them so I can have them. Not because, like, you know, I like them or whatever, but just because I like the flowers. They're really cute, and they're daisies. And those are, like, one of my favorite flowers. What else, y'all? I don't know. I feel like something just happened. Oh, y'all, okay, so let me tell you about this bullshit, because today's Labor Day, and this is, like, pertaining to that. So, a while ago, our family has, like, decided. Okay, let me tell you. This is how it started. So, after my cousin's funeral, you know, we all came to the house. And my mom, you know, we were drinking because that's how we do. She was drunk. And she was like, oh, for Labor Day, we should have, like, a cookout up here. Okay. Okay, everyone's like, yeah, that sounds great. I was like, whatever. I didn't think this shit was going to happen because, you know, people drunk can just say shit. Well, anyway, about a week or so ago. Well, I guess 2 weeks. It became a fucking group chat, and they were like, what's up with the cookout, blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever. I'm dreading this because I already knew I was going to be the one doing 99.9% of everything. And so, Friday rolls around, like, I'm cleaning, like, you know, I was cleaning, like, Thursday, cleaning up here. And my cousin's like, she was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna come up there and help you. Okay, mind you, I didn't think this girl was gonna fucking stay the fucking night for 2 nights in a row. Y'all, look, let me tell you. I like you for a little minute and then you gonna have to go. Like, I like my space, I like my peace, I like my quiet. And she's really loud and just like one of them. So anyway, she comes, her son drops her off, and I'm like, why does this bitch got suitcases? And then she has her youngest son with her, so I'm like, why the fuck is he here with a suitcase? So I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. I'm going to just, whatever. So then we're waiting on this other cousin. She's supposed to be bringing these fucking big-ass pans from, like, Sam's Club, and so we can do this. Anyway, whatever, we're all kicking it. Waiting on this bitch, because, you know, we were like, we got to do this, but y'all, let me tell you, first of all, this is why I don't like cookouts, because, or me hosting, or just even my mom hosting, because I have to help her. This is the shit. So, when you host, you know you spend a lot of money. Thankfully, we have people to help buy some stuff and sit money, but it's the fact that we're the main ones having to get it. So, long story short, we ended up having like $800 worth of food, because it was like over 30 people supposed to be coming. So, you know, like, we have, like, 100-something pieces of, like, chicken. So, me and my cousin, we're fixing that. Like I said, we're waiting on this girl to bring these fucking pans so we can do these ribs. So, we're all drinking. So, we're drinking on Friday. So, that's a lot of money. And then we have to wake up Saturday to finish cooking and make the rest of the stuff. And it's just, like, an all-day fucking thing. I tell you, from Friday and Saturday, it was all fucking day. I am still fucking tired. And so, let me tell you why I was, like, I'm telling you, I will never do this shit again. So, like I said, we had over $800 worth of food. We had probably 30 people, some people here. And mind you, this is enough food for people to take home and us to have the next day, right? Okay, so it gets about 11:30, 12 o'clock. You know, people been munching, snacking, or whatever. You know, we ain't all got to get a plate right now. There's enough fucking food for you to keep coming back. While we look, all the motherfucking meat gone. We had a big-ass pan, y'all, of baked beans. Let me tell you all the fucking food we had. I kid you not. We had 8 slabs of ribs. 8. Like I said, over 100-something wings. We had about 50 burgers. And then we still had, like, packages of, like, meat that we could have made if we needed extra burgers, right? we fixed like 50 something hot dogs, right? Like, and we had extra of those that we needed to cook if, or we could cook if we needed to. So like Friday, we had made some red hots for us to eat and some type of sausages, right? We didn't eat all those, so those were still in the pan. So if somebody wanted, they could have them. We also had like turkey wings and turkey legs. I want to say like 10 of each of the turkey wings and legs. Why? Like I said, we turn around, my friend come in and she's, you know, I'm telling her like, oh, just pack you up because she want to get a hot dog for her daughter to take home. Why ain't no meat? Why the beans scraped? Ain't nothing. So we like, where the fuck all this food go? Ain't no motherfucking way. Like the event started at 6. We like, there ain't no way that all this food fucking gone by now. And there's no way because no one is sitting there just constantly eating. Y'all, this is when I tell y'all I don't like people coming around. I don't do shit like this. So we're looking around. We're, first of all, we're finding, this is, okay. Y'all, when I say I don't fuck with kids, this is why right here. I fuck with like two kids, and I promise you, and those belong to my friend. Like my two best friends, I fuck with them. They're kids because they're good kids and they fucking do what they're supposed to. When you have a fucking child and you're at a little cookout or something like this, when you as the fucking mama or the daddy need to fix that child's plate and then tell that little stinky ass child to sit the fuck down. And if you say, oh my God, you're talking about, no, fuck that, because them kids knew better because they're big ass kids. And that's what pissed me the fuck off. Y'all, you need to tell your child, this is your plate of food. You sit here and fucking eat it. You're not about to run the fuck around here until you eat. Then if they don't eat right now, tell them bastards to come back. And yes, they are bastards because their parents were not married, because this lady is a fucking hoe and every one of them kids got a different motherfucking daddy. So there's that. And I can talk about the bitch because she's my cousin and fuck her because she stole all the food. So anyway, when you have a child, you tell them to eat this food. And if they don't eat that food, if they want something else to eat, they need to come back and eat that same fucking plate. There were just pieces of fucking ribs bit off left, fucking hot dogs just bit off, pieces just like fucking ham, like my mom found just a hamburger patty bit the fuck off on a plate and left. Then there was like a whole fucking hamburger bun that was like dressed, but there was no fucking meat. So like what the fuck, like she found that in the trash when like we were cleaning up. So like what was the, like what the fuck? So anyway, like I said, my friend was trying to get the hot dog for a kid. I'm like, where did all this food go? And she was like, because she came, I want to say it was like 8:30 or 9. So when I was bringing her, introducing her to like the rest of my family, there was tons of food. There was even food in the fucking stove. So that means them people opened the stove and was just getting a bunch of shit, like everything. So while I'm looking, we're sitting there talking, I'm just like, what the fuck? I look and there's like a plate of, there's like a to-go box of buns, right? Like hamburger hot dog buns. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Who the fuck? I was like, why is there a box? So I was like, you know what? Whatever. Okay, well, come to find out, we're trying to figure out who the fuck took all this food. And we figured out, we knew who it was. We figured out who fucking did it. But that means, like, you stole $800 worth of fucking food. You and your fucking baby daddy. First of all, nigga shouldn't even be here because he got an ankle monitor on. So he need to be on at the fucking crib. I should have called the motherfucking police and sent his ass back to fucking jail. And she should have went too. Hell. But how the fuck, like, you're, like, she kept disappearing. But, you know, we weren't thinking of that. We were like, maybe she went to smoke, whatever. You running back in and at the house, probably sending them stinking ass kids to fucking put the food in the car. Like, you stole, like, $800 worth of meat. Like, I'm not even fucking joking. Like, scrape the fuck out of the beans. Like, all them pans are dry. There's no... Y'all, when I tell you, like, we had, like, those big-ass fucking silver pans. And there's nothing. There's not even a fucking bone in sight. Let me tell y'all what I got out of all this. Mind you, I've seasoned all the meat. I've prepared literally everything. My cousin, all she literally did was help me put it on the grill and turn the shit. She didn't do nothing else. Like, she bought some food, and then she bought, like, two bottles of liquor. But other than that, like... You get what I'm saying? But, like, I'm the one that sat there and took the time to fucking season all this shit. I had to clean all this. I had to do every fucking thing. So, Friday, like, after the chicken got done, I ate two pieces of chicken, ate a couple red hots, and that's it. So, then, Saturday, I ate two fucking ribs, bro. Out of eight slabs, I ate two fucking ribs, and that was it. Like, I didn't eat nothing else. Like, all the whole fucking night, all I ate was two, I promise you, two ribs. Like, I didn't eat that whole day. I'm surprised I didn't get fucking sick and threw up because, like, I didn't eat nothing. And I was drinking so fucking much. But it's the fact that you stole $800-some. So then, like, you know, we were talking about it, like, the next day after we sobered up and we're figuring out. My sister told me, like, when she was in the kitchen, you know, she looked, because y'all had a to-go box, but it, like, was open. You know, she looked and she was, like, just trying to look and, like, oh, whose is this? And the girl, my cousin, came, was like, oh, girl, that's mine. But you can have it if you want. It was filled with meat, and my sister didn't think nothing of it because we had so much of it. It was that bitch. Fuck her. Fuck her baby daddy. Fuck them kids. My mama said they're not allowed to come back up here, and I know for a fact they're definitely not coming up here. Like, you're done. Because if you're going to steal all that fucking food, no telling what the fuck you're going to fucking steal. So, it is what it is, but, like, you stole food. Like, and there was people there who didn't even get to eat nothing. Like, because, you know, some people, like, the first thing they're not going to do is come in and eat. Like, I had a cousin. She came out of town from Atlanta. Like, we haven't seen her since, I guess over a year ago when my aunt died. Yeah, like, that's the last time we saw her at the funeral. And I want to say that was, like, May, June, something like that. Like, late May, early June. So, her husband and the baby came. Like, the husband was eating. You know how dudes are. They just going around and talking, say, hey, what's up, and eating. But, you know, she's showing off the baby. She's talking. She didn't even get a fucking plate. Like, you know, I don't fucking know. Like, that shit just pissed me the fuck off. And I did all that fucking work. I'm surprised the fucking bitch didn't steal the goddamn meat out the goddamn fridge. Let me tell you what was left. There was, I made, like, this pasta salad. There was 2 scoops left. Potato salad, there was, like, maybe a scoop and a half left. Like I said, baked beans was completely fucking scraped. Like, that pan was fucking dry. Like, you would have known nothing was in there. I made, like, this corn salad thingy. It was really good. There was a scoop left of that. That and the fucking juice left in the thing. Other than, there was nothing, like, nothing. We're just left with fucking buns. And packs of fucking hot dogs and just hamburger meat. So, whatever. So, yeah, that was that. So, I hope they fucking choke on the shit. Like, I never cared for that cousin anyway. Like, you know, she's always been one of those, like, ones you don't want around. Then she tried to come at my mom over some shit about her daddy shit. Why would my mama have your daddy shit when he died? You got 50-11 fucking brothers and sisters, and one of them has it, so you need to ask the one who has it for it, not my mama. And she was trying to clown on her on Facebook, and I see why the bitch got shot. I'm just saying, because she gets on my fucking nerves. I can't stand her. My sister says she a big mouth bitch, and she is, and I don't care. I'll fight that hoe. Hope I never see her again, because fuck her. Like, that shit really fucking irritated the fuck out of me. And, you know, we try to be nice and fucking cordial, but, bitch, I still don't like you over that shit, my mama. But now, bitch, I really don't like you because you fucking stole all the fucking food. And you know how, like, y'all know, like, my thing is, you could have took food for you and your kids. That's not the fucking issue. It's the fact that you took everything, though. Like, you didn't have to take every fucking thing. Like, when I tell y'all, there was so much food. We had, like, 10 to 12 pans of food of just fucking meat. That's how much food we fucking had. So I'm not understanding why the fuck you sat there and took all that shit. Like, my grandmother was there. My grandma ate a turkey leg, 2 ribs, and some, like, a little scoop of sides because she's older. So she doesn't eat a lot at once. Then my uncle is the same way, her brother. So you're sitting there and he ate the same thing as my granny. So my thing is, you're taking away from these older people who you know need to fucking eat. Then you take away from other people's fucking kids from eating. Like, bitch, fuck you. Fuck you. So, yeah, y'all, there's that. So, yes, fuck her. I'm really upset like that. Like, we're all upset. Like, all the family is upset like that. Because no one can figure out why the fuck you would do something like that. Because that's just fucking low down and trifling. So, whatever. But that's why I don't be having people over because of shit like that. So, yeah. What else? So, let's see. I talked about the HR thing. I talked about my day. Talked about my eyes. Talked about being sick. Y'all, just, yeah. And, y'all, I think this is just going to be, like, the season finale. Because I've been doing this for almost a year, if not a year, almost consistently. Yes, obviously I took 2 months off and there's just like little weeks here and there. And yes, I do. I still want to do the podcast. Like, I'm ready. I have ideas for it, but I just need some time, you know, to make sure, like, I got to get everything, you know, with finding a job in my field and all this stuff. Like, you know, I want to come back, like, refreshed, revamped, you know. I want to, like, feel great. I really want to be excited to do these, like, shows again. And, like, today, like, I'm really excited. Like, the more I'm talking, like, the better, like, you know, I feel about doing this. And I really love doing this. Like, it's really fun for me. There might be, like, a random mini episode, like, a bonus episode every now and then. You know, like, but as far as being, like, a part of a season, no. Like, there was something I was gonna say and I just fucking blanked out. Oh, y'all, t-shirts, okay. I know someone asked me. Okay, so, long story short, with the t-shirts, like I said, like, I've been tired and I haven't been giving a fuck about none of this. And at one point, I told you, like, I feel like I told you, but that might have been one of those episodes I started and just was like, whatever. They were out of, like, some of the sizes, and I didn't want to release anything with a couple of sizes. Oops, sorry, y'all, for the word cut off. Somebody decided to call me 10 times while my phone's on Do Not Disturb, so y'all know how that goes. Like, it'll pop back up. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, like I was saying, I didn't want to release t-shirts where it was, like, a small, large, and extra large, and there's, like, no mediums, you know, stuff like that. So, I might just wait till season 2 to release them, or I might just be like, here you go, and just drop them. I don't know. It's not that important to me right now. You know, it's whatever, but they will come out. I just gotta find time to, you know, push it. But other than that, like, I don't know. I feel like that's all, that I really need to talk to y'all about. You know, if y'all want to talk to me while I'm away, you already know you can find me on social media. They're always in the description. I'll put them below. Let's see. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, I'll put it down below so you can talk to me on the podcast page. And it also has my personal social media if you want to follow me on that. Yeah, so I guess that's it. Obviously, you know, you can leave a comment and we can chat there in the comments or whatever. If you have any suggestions of what I should do or talk about, you know, that's fine. Oh yeah, YouTube. I know they kept saying I'm gonna make the YouTube. Like I said, just haven't been in the mood. I have the stuff for it. I just don't, you know, like, you know, I'm just been so fucking tired. Like, if I can get an appointment and then find out what's going on with me or what was going on with me, I will definitely like make a little mini episode about that. But other than that, I mean, I don't know. Just let me know what you want to hear about. I know when I made this, I said we're going to talk about a lot of stuff and that we didn't get to talk about. But, you know, this podcast doesn't go anywhere. It's going to come back. Like I said, this is a season 1 finale. Thank y'all for sticking with me. If you hear that purring, that is Rico. That's my baby Rico. But yeah, thanks for sticking with me. This was just something I wanted to try for a long time, and I finally did it. If you want to know why, there's a whole, like, Q&A episode. But, you know, I want to thank, you know, that asshole of a dude, because
if I wasn't, like, upset with him that day and, like, really, like, frustrated, like, crying, I probably wouldn't have done this podcast because I was like, you know what, I'm going to do something for myself for once type of thing. But, yeah, y'all, if you miss me, go listen to old episodes, you know. There's quite a few. You know, if you ever just, like I said, want to chat and talk to me because you miss me, you can message me on Instagram or Twitter. Hell, you can email me. I probably need to start checking that more. I haven't checked that in a while. You're more likely to get a faster response on Instagram as of now, just because I just don't have Twitter notifications on. So, yeah. Share it with your friends, you know, tell them about me. Like, y'all, like, there's a lot I really want to talk about, and I'm still contemplating if I really want to make this a season finale, and I keep saying it, but I think I am. I got some people that I really want to interview, and I don't think y'all are going to like that. I'm really excited, so I think I might just wait for season two for those, or I might just go ahead and do, like, a mini episode or something about that. I don't know. I gotta see. But I will catch y'all. Y'all, if you hear that, I'm so sorry. That's Miko. Y'all, this is... okay, because I know someone's going to ask me about these names. Because people have asked me about the other cat's names. So before I go, because you don't like to ramble and get off track. But let me tell you, in case y'all don't know. Okay, Oscar. Well, let's start from the oldest. We're going to start Dexter. Okay, he's the oldest. He's 7. For some reason, my mom wants to say he's 8. I don't know why she keeps aging him a year, but he's 7. Whatever. He got his name from Dexter's Laboratory because I used to love that show when I was younger. And also like that show Dexter that was on Showtime. My sister cat Cookie was named after Cookie from Empire. She wanted me to get a boy cat to name Lucius, and I would not do that. So, yeah. River is named after River Phoenix. His name is River Phoenix, and then my last name, you know. And that's the actor. My mom named him, but I really like that name. I really like River Phoenix, especially in Stand By Me. So there's that. And then there's Oscar, my little chunky man. Yo, okay, let me tell you about him real quick. So I had to take him to the vet. You know, because he got a little sick and I was worried. And anytime my cats, like, show any type of being, like, sick, I freak out and rush them to the, you know. So, this boy is 16 pounds. Him and River are 3 and he's 16 pounds. So, River has to be at least, like, 13 or 14 pounds. But, yeah, Oscar. That's my big chunks. Oscar, his name actually came from the shelter. But it fit him because when he was a kitten, he looked like Oscar the Grouch to me. And, you know, I was trying to figure out a name for him. And I was like, you know, I'll keep Oscar because he looks like Oscar the Grouch. But his full name is Christopher Oscar Evans. So he's named after the actor Chris Evans. The only difference is the middle name. Instead of Robert, it's Oscar. So there's that. Miko and Rico, calm down. So let's get, okay. So next, I'm giving y'all in the age of order, you know. So next is Miko. No, Rico. Sorry, Rico. He was born of April this year. So he'll be 5 months. Yeah. Yeah, I had to count. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so tired. So he'll be 5 months this year. To be honest, Rico, we just... look, we didn't know what to name these cats because I had so many. And so basically this is how I was going to name him something from the Aristocats. If y'all remember me talk about my favorite movie, like Disney movies. Did I ever do that? I can't remember. Maybe I did. Y'all, there are so many things I'll talk about that I just never did. Like I said, and started episodes. So Miko, if you can remember from that's from Pocahontas. So let me go. So anyway, I was trying to figure out names. Me and my mom were sitting there, and I was like, I don't know what to name them. They're names at the fucking cat shelter. Like, there was no way I was keeping those names. It was damn Ben Catlick
and Patrick Swayze. There was no way I was keeping those names, even though they were really cute and adorable. There was no way. So I couldn't think of nothing. So I was going to name them like Toulouse and Berlizio from The Rest of the Cats. And that was like, okay, that's a lot. So now I'm trying to think of something from Beauty and the Beast because that's my other favorite movie. And then Pocahontas is like my all-time favorite movie. So there's a raccoon on their name, Miko. So that fits Miko because, you know, Miko, obviously the raccoon's great. But, you know, I was like, fine, we'll give Miko that name because he's like different, you know. Then I couldn't think of nothing to give Rico. And it was like, I don't know, like, it was just something because I was like, well, Miko. And then I was just like trying to think of names. Because then the other, like the freaking hummingbird's name, like Flit or something like that from Pocahontas. I was like, I can't name him that. And so I was like, well, since they're brothers, whatever. You know, they're litter mates. How about Rico? Because it rhymed. So there's that. They have full names. You know, it took me a while. I'm not going to tell you all that because they don't really have anything to, like, no celebrity really. Most of my cats are named after something like that. Puerto Rico doesn't really have a meaning, and I feel bad. But his first name is named after, his first name is Enrique because I named after Enrique Iglesias. So, they're so bad. I'm watching them right now. And then, yeah, like I said, Miko came from Pocahontas. So there's the history of my cat's name, in case y'all gonna ask. Because I know somebody will, because I don't know why people need to know why I just named animals something. But I guess everyone always asks why you named your animals that. So, yeah. It was nice catching up with y'all. Let me know how y'all have been. I've been rambling, as always. This episode's probably pretty long. But I enjoyed it. I hope you guys had a great time listening to me on season one of What Are We Talking About Today. It's been a fun ride. You know, I got to cry on here and everything. Got the yelling and, you know, had some cool guests, you know. But like I said, if you miss me, go ahead and look through. Listen to old episodes. Hopefully by season two, I have everything situated. I feel better. Maybe I'll have my YouTube set up, you know. Yeah, y'all, so have a great time. If you want to follow me on anything, I'll put it in the description. I hope you do so we can keep up with each other. Until next time, y'all, thank you so much, and I will catch you later. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.